Hear the word of the Lord for our meditation this day. If you have your Bibles, you can look it up. It's in Acts chapter 2, the end of chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the people gathered in Jerusalem. This is a description of the church, the new church, as we experience it at the end of chapter 2. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that in the Acts of the church, the history of the church, Luke records for us what it was like when you poured out your Holy Spirit upon the church, when you brought them together in fellowship. And Lord, we pray that as we look at this text today, we would be inspired to see your hand at work, drawing your disciples together, bringing us together united as one in Christ, in the fellowship of believers, together with the church universal, the church that has existed since this time, Lord, we pray that we would be able to understand what joy you have when we are united in you, and we are moving forward together, and we are truly building community, fellowship, and family in your name. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As we move from meeting God to meeting family, as we move from the up to the in part of our life as disciples, I wanted to lay out for you today and next Sunday as well, what it means when we hear the word fellowship. Because when I use the word family, and unfortunately in our society with the different types of families that are out there, sometimes people say, well, I don't like the word family because my family is not a good experience. And so they say, why don't you use the word community? And I'll say, well, some people's experience with community has not been a good experience. And so is there really a word that we can use that doesn't have negative connotations for some people? The word fellowship in our synod, anyways, causes some people negative connotations. And so it's very difficult when you're trying to pick a word to express the immense joy that our Father has when His people gather in Jesus' name and by the power of the Holy Spirit, when they gather as the church, the body of Christ, what joy there is when the Father has His family together. And for me, I know there's great joy whenever I'm with my family. And even though I'm claustrophobic and sometimes it's very stressful when they all gather together. And they're expanding. So, you know, it's that, by that I meant we're having a daughter-in-law at the end of the month when my son gets married. Not the other way. Don't want rumors to start. People getting stressed out. I can see it already. But when we look at the church in Jerusalem, we see something that was attractive. We see something that ever since that time, the Church of Jesus Christ has strived to be an Acts 2 church. Is there any church that you've ever been part of that doesn't desire to be like the church in Jerusalem? I think every church desires to be like the church in Jerusalem. That's been my goal in ministry, my whole ministry. But you know what? We're going to find out later on this month that there was one thing that the church in Jerusalem was missing. I want you to keep that in mind, and I would encourage you to read the next few chapters in Acts as you're preparing for this, that you'll find out there's something that's missing in the church in Jerusalem, and God fixes it by allowing certain things to happen. So don't worry, it's not like He keeps things from being fixed, okay? But there's an amazing thing happening here in Acts 2 that I want to concentrate on two things today. And the first word is that they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship. And I would like to teach you this word, and most of you know the word for fellowship, right? You know what the Greek word for fellowship is? Anybody? Koinonia. That's one of the neat things about coming to the Ann Arbor area was that for many years, koinonia was part of the culture of community, that people understood that this was something that you do together. This is fellowship. This is what it means when the father gathers his children together in a community, in a fellowship, in family. And so they know, a lot of people knew what it meant when you use the word koinonia. But what I believe is significant is that we could spend time talking about devoted to the apostles' teachings, to the breaking of bread, to prayer. We're going to look at fellowship and how that fellowship that they devoted themselves to shows up in the lives of the people. And another word that I want you to take home today, besides koinonia, is a word that in Greek, it's a funny word. My girls were laughing when I was listening to it on the computer before here, just to make sure that I say it right, because I always think I'm saying it right, and then I find out afterwards I missed something. And the word is homothumadon. Can you say that? Homothumadon. And it's a long word. It's a unique Greek word. It's used 10 times. It's only 12 times in the Bible, but it's used 10 times in the book of Acts. And it's where the Bible says they were together. The believers were all together. And this word is a unique word because it means unity. And I believe that as we talk about meet family, or in, that the desire of the Father's heart for us as His children is that we would have a great relationship with Him, our up relationship, but that in our in relationship, we would have these two things. Koinonia, which means fellowship, which means in common, which means, it's interesting because some people have asked, well, why is it so that people have so much trouble with Greek? Why do you hear one pastor say a word and it sounds this way, another pastor say a word and it sounds that way? I said, well, we don't know how the koinonia, Greek, the Greek of the common people, actually sounded. We don't know. Because it's not the same as the Greek today. So when you're trying your best to figure out how to say it. But what is amazing to me is that when you think about Acts 2, those are the things that strike me. And I want to just show you a few clips that I thought might help us to understand what it means to me when I hear the word fellowship. What it means to me when I think of a community, of people gathered together, meeting family, being family. And when I use the word family, I'm not just talking about biological family. I'm talking about a family of people that have the same Father, which is our Lord, and that we gather together. So look at this. The first one is an interesting clip. I wanted just to show you. Okay. That's good. Yeah. Thanks. So that should age some people. What was the place in this sitcom? What was the place? There was two places where things happened in this sitcom. Yes, Cunningham's house, right? And what's the other place? Arnold's. Arnold's. I know there's some people saying, you are too old. I mean, this is really bad because I know there's students here. And you, how many of the younger folk know this sitcom? A few of you? It's still, you know, it's still on. Sort of. You gotta have satellite to get it, but it's still on there. Reruns over and over. But, you know, it's amazing because when I was growing up, there was something special about Arnold's. It was like, it was a community, right? People were there. There's something special about Cunningham's. People would come over to their place, and it was like, it was a place where you could gather. It was like you were always welcome. It was an amazing, you know, of course it's not real, but I was thinking if I was going to be attracted to a church, wouldn't I want the church to be like that? We don't want the church, not that you throw French fries on people and stuff, but, you know, you'd want a place where you could feel a part of something, where you could feel welcome, where you feel that there's community. And that brings me to my next clip that is also going to date people. But, well, anybody know? I mean, cheers! Now, I want to just say something because I don't want to get in trouble. I am not supporting the products. I'm not endorsing the products sold at Cheers, nor am I suggesting you go and buy the type of products sold at Arnold's. Okay? And the hall of heart people are going, phew. But isn't there something? Every time I hear that song, what warms my heart is everybody know a place where everybody knows your name, where they're always glad you came. And it sounds so funny, and yet there are few places in life where this is a reality. You know that? There are very few places where this is experienced in life. And I know that we could talk about all the things that should happen in Koinonia, because we should be devoted to the apostles' teaching. That's number one, that we spend time together breaking bread, which means eating together, but also the Lord's Supper. It means the prayer that is so important, that we believe, you know, people are healed through prayer. We pray together for one another. We support one another. We love one another. These are all important things. But I just thought to myself, how would I explain what I believe people are desiring when they talk about meeting family? We talk about being in fellowship. We talk about Koinonia today, and for many years, Koinonia was always talked about as a Christian thing. You know, it's always talked about in the sense of it's like a small group in a church. And yet I am saying that I think that the Lord is calling us at this time in history because I think that our society is crying out for Koinonia and is crying out for a place that where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. And no matter what you're going through in your life, you can find a place there. That's what always was so attractive when I watched Happy Days. I mean, there's lots of other things and that was funny, but, you know, Fonz and stuff. But the thing that always was attractive to me was the fact that they had a place and they belonged. And I guess my prayer for us is we strive to be the church that Jesus Christ wants us to be, that we would be a place where people could experience true koinonia, true fellowship, where they would really literally come through these doors or come into our small groups or come into our homes, and they would know that we, number one, know their name because Jesus cares about them. He died for them. He rose again for them, and he desires to have a relationship with them. And number two, that we're really glad they came. We're glad that you're here. We want to be a place that's welcoming. We want to be a place where people feel like they belong. So when I read the Acts 2 church, I see in it a tremendous and wonderful place where people knew they belonged, where they were taken care of, they're provided for. Brothers and sisters, can we be that type of place today? Can we be a koinonia for people who desperately need family? I don't care what word you use. You can use community. You can use family. You can use fellowship. I don't care. But can we be that type of place? Are we willing to be changed? Are we willing to be moved by the power of the Holy Spirit to be a place where people can belong? Pardon me? Yeah. Amen. I believe that if we are, the Lord will do what happened in Acts chapter 2. What happened to this koinonia, this fellowship? As they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, to prayer, to this fellowship, this koinonia, as they had that homothumadon, that unity, one in Christ, one in purpose, one in mission. What happened? Yeah, the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Why? Because people were drawn to that. They're drawn to it. But as we talk about what it means to how we're doing meet family, how we're doing on the inside of things, that's the question we have to ask is, how are we doing with this particular part of what it means to be the church? And I have to say, I think we're on the right track. Of course, I'm the pastor, so I always feel welcome here. But I believe it's so important because I believe that people are drawn to a place where they not only feel that they belong, where we know their name, and we're always glad they came, but even more so, where they experience the Father, where they experience the Son, where they experience the Holy Spirit, where they experience the power of God and the reality of His presence. And that's my desire, that's my prayer. When we meet in fellowship, that's what Jesus is talking about here. You know, I thought Mr. Zulig did that was a hard one to do a children's sermon on, where Jesus is calling His disciples to give up everything in order to be His disciples. Where He's saying, you know, you got to prioritize. Because if you give up everything, you'll gain everything. If you give up everything and you put your priorities in place and you put the Lord first, all those other things will be put in the right perspective. Where He tells us we're going to be salt in this world. People of great value and who add worth. Brothers and sisters, may we be koinonia. May we be homothumadon. May we be together in Christ, one in Christ, creating fellowship, creating family, helping to let people know they belong. We belong not only to the fellowship of believers here, we belong to the universal church, the Church of Jesus Christ that has existed since Pentecost. When we talk about the communion of saints, we're talking about the people who have gone before us, the great cloud of witnesses. It is amazing. We belong. And the Lord desperately wants us to know that. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You that on this day as we gather in this place, we recognize that we are part of a fellowship of believers that spans the whole of time. Lord, we thank You that we can be together, that You can help us to provide koinonia, fellowship together, to provide community, provide a place, provide a family. Lord, we can't do this on our own. This is only by the power of Your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can truly be the fellowship that is united as one in Christ, united in purpose, united in the plan that You have for us and in Your will. So, Lord, it is my prayer as the pastor of Cross Resurrection that You would help us to know what it means to be the fellowship of believers, to be in that in relationship, that community that You want us to be. Help us to discern ways that we can better do this, that we can be transformed and changed in order to do this better. Lord, we want to be the church that You want us to be. And Lord, we especially pray that You would fill each one of us and this place right now with an overwhelming sense of Your Holy Spirit's presence. Because Lord, that's what draws people. In these sitcoms, you can see how people are drawn to community, how they're drawn to koinonia. But Lord, people are even more drawn to true koinonia. Lord, you can see just a glimpse or an image of what it means to be community in the groups that are around us, Lord. But yet, true community, true koinonia comes when You are in the center and when it's Your presence that we are drawn to. So So Lord, help us to be that fellowship, that community. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please stand as we confess our faith.